USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Wall Street is in the red wrapping up the week. Stocks fell because of the recession fears after the Federal Reserve said rate hikes would continue through next year. The major averages came off season lows in late trading, but still posted their first back-to-back weekly loss in September. President Biden is urging veterans to take advantage of a new PACT Act.
Veterans exposed to burn pits, Agent Orange, and other toxic substances can now apply for expanded benefits under the new act. President Biden visited a Delaware National Guard facility named after his late son, Beau Biden, and encouraged veterans to take advantage of the new health care opportunities.
For families who suffer the ultimate loss, it means potential access to life insurance, tuition benefits, home loan assistance, monthly stipends, and it's real.
The law signed by Biden this summer directs the VA to assume some respiratory illnesses and cancers that are linked to toxic burn pits used in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Two new CDC studies are out, and they show the updated COVID booster shots are effective. So effective, it's helping to keep people out of the hospital. The updated shot is over 80% effective at preventing hospitalization in people 65 years old and up. The other study found the booster to be at least 56% effective in preventing emergency room or urgent care visits and hospitalizations in adults 18 and older compared to unvaccinated people. Another U.S. company is planning severe cuts.
Investment firm Goldman Sachs is now the latest U.S. company to plan for a large round of layoffs. Goldman Sachs will lay off up to 4,000 people as the employer is fearing high inflation could plunge the economy into recession. I'm Lance Pry.
Isaiah Lee found guilty of a misdemeanor count of battery after he attacked David Chappelle on stage earlier this year. He'll spend 9 months in jail. This is USA News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is filing paperwork to run for re-election in 2024 as an independent. Sinema announced last week she was leaving the Democratic Party to become an independent. Sinema said she would still caucus with the Democrats. The Senate on Thursday voted to approve the annual defense policy bill, sending the $858 billion legislation to President Biden's desk for a signature, though it remains unclear how many of the new initiatives it contains will be funded. The bill, which passed by a vote of 83-11, directs how federal dollars can be spent on the Pentagon, the U.S. military, and related programs. The 49ers clinch the NFC West title. Julio Flores has more.
The San Francisco 49ers are back on top of the NFC West. The Niners knocked off the rival Seahawks 21-13 on Thursday Night Football in Seattle, clinching the NFC West division title for the first time since 2019. Rookie Brock Purdy threw for 217 yards and two touchdowns to move to 2-0 as the Niners' starting quarterback. San Francisco has now won seven straight overall to improve to 10-4 on the season.
Deadline for packages to arrive by Christmas Eve are closing fast. The deadline for regular postal ground service is tomorrow, December 17th. Priority mail must be sent by Monday, and the Priority Mail Express deadline is December 23rd. And Saturday is Wreaths Across America Day. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.